Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Andy, and this is a seller SEO and a seller roundtable quick tip special episode. And I wanted to cover PPC today. It still seems to be one of the biggest pain points for so many people selling on Amazon, especially those just starting out. So I wanted to give you guys kind of a top 5 tips that can help you make more money with PPC and how to actually get some traction with PPC. So before we start out, I'm going to mention some of my tools. If you don't know, I created a suite of tools called Seller SEO. It's sellerseo.com. And the reason I'm going to mention it up front, you know, that we try to keep any type of self-promotion to a minimum on these podcasts. We're just trying to give you guys tons of value. But because some of this instruction or some of these tips that I'm going to give you today, I actually use those tools, I figured I'd mention that. And one of the coolest parts about Seller SEO is we offer a 30-day free trial. You don't even need to enter a credit card. You just connect one of your social media accounts so that we know you're a real person and you get 30 days free. It's an unlimited trial. We don't put any restrictions on it. We let you try all the tools. We let you turn all the dials because we know that you guys are going to get maximum value out of it. We keep getting tons and tons of great feedback today. I got somebody who said, hey, we used your listing lightning tool, which is our listing optimization tool. And within, a day of using that tool, they had gotten 3 sales. So, which doesn't sound like a ton, but if you're just launching and haven't had any traction before using it, that's pretty epic. So sellerseo.com, just click on one of the plans to sign up and you'll get that 30-day free trial. And no need to enter any payment information. All right, so let's get started. The number one tip and one of the most important things is that you need to know your target ACoS. If you don't know what ACoS means, it's advertising cost of sales. And what your target ACoS is pretty much your net profit on your product before advertising. So say, for example, you sell a $10 product. Between the cost of producing the product, the fees from Amazon, the fulfillment or the shipping to Amazon fulfillment centers, you take all of those, you add all of those up, and then you subtract it from the sale price. And say you're left with $3, your target ACoS would be, or your break-even ACoS would be 30%. So you definitely want to know your break-even ACoS. The reason for that is if you're spending that, if your ACoS is at 30%, that means that you're breaking even. Now, what a lot of people don't realize with PPC is break-even ACoS of 30%, say you're breaking even on the PPC, that's actually not a terrible thing because a lot of times people don't realize is you're getting rank juice for those ads and you're also getting organic sales. So a 30% ACoS is not exactly what it seems. You may be looking like you're breaking even, but you're actually coming out ahead because you're building that listings rank and building keyword ranks for those listings. So definitely make sure that you know that target ACoS. So many people that we interact with and a lot of our clients have no idea what that number is. If you don't know what that number is, your PPC is going to be a losing proposition because you have no target, no end goal, and nothing to look at in terms of if it's successful or not. So, all right, we've got that one done. First tip done. Make sure you guys figure that out and make sure you know that. You can do that on an account level. You can do that on a per product level. That's kind of up to you. We kind of, with our account, we just, because we have so many SKUs, we have over 800 SKUs, we kind of average it out. And for us, it's about 30%. We know that's, if REA cost is above 30%, then we might be, losing a little bit of money. But it also depends on the strategy. If we're in a launch mode, we don't mind losing money up front. Like we keep telling people, Amazon's a long game. On some of our competitive products, we know that we're going to, be negative, could even be for a month or two in order to get to those goals. So it just also depends on what your current goal is with your PPC. All right, the next thing to do, which I also see very few people doing, is you want to target competitor keywords and also their product pages. So in other words, you want to do a reverse ASIN lookup. There's quite a few out there. If you give Seller SEO the free trial, if you give that a try, you can look at our Pandora tool. And we do it a couple different ways. You can either enter a competitor's ASIN or you can enter kind of your top keyword, and then it'll automatically go out and pull your top competitors and then grab their top keywords. So that's a fantastic tool to use. Now, once you have those keywords, you're going to want to spin up manual campaigns targeting those competitor keywords. And then you're also going to want to spin up manual product targeting campaign and then grab those ASINs of your competitors and then target those ASINs. And of course, with all PPC, you want to let those campaigns run for a while, see what works, see what doesn't work, and then either create new campaigns with performing targeting, in other words, performing keywords or performing products targets. Or you can also use a tool like our Rainmaker PPC tool, which will automatically let you decrease the bids on stuff that's not working and increase the bids on stuff that is working. There's two different ways to do that. Like I said, manually or automatically using a tool like ours. Once you get that targeting in place, you'll notice that a lot of those will convert a lot better because you're matching up with something that's so close to your competitor that, especially if you have more reviews and a better price, you have a really good chance of converting. Another thing that a lot of people don't do, and this will work sometimes and it may not work sometimes, it just depends on if you're indexing for either part of your competitor's brand name or not. We do on some of ours. So what we do is, we target a keyword target, our competitor brand names. And sometimes if you're not indexed or not able to get, if you're not getting any impressions for those competitor brand names, you can actually run two-step URLs to force the indexation of those brand names. Now, if you don't know what a two-step URL is, you're going to have to Google that. That would be a whole nother episode. We could probably spend a whole hour on explaining two-step URLs. But just go ahead and Google Amazon two-step URL and you'll find a bunch of articles, blog posts, things like that, that will explain those for you. So make sure you're targeting your competitor brand names. Now, one thing, another huge thing that a lot of people don't do and don't realize is if you're having a positive ROI, ROI return on investment. In other words, if you're spending, $5, you're getting, a product converting that is a $20 sale price and you're making $3 on it. You want to, uncap those campaigns. So in other words, you want to make sure that, those campaigns aren't budgeting out. You're not getting that little notification like, hey, your campaign's out of budget. And that's true for any campaigns, whether it's an auto campaign, product targeting, keyword targeting, anything like that. If you're getting a positive ROI, you want to make sure you just continue raising those budgets until you don't budget out anymore. And a lot of our budgets, we uncap them completely. If we see that we're getting really good returns on that campaign, we'll even put like 500,000, huge cap on that budget because we know that, that every dollar we spend is going to return us more than that. So it's a net positive. All right. So, one last thing, one kind of little tip, if you have a minimum budget to work with, so in other words, if you're launching a product and you don't have a lot of money to start with, on that launch, if you're established and have been doing this for a while, like we have, we have quite a big launch budget. We'll spend easily $100 a day on a launch PPC budget. But if you don't have that, what you're going to want to do is go and pick some mid-tier keywords. So in other words, mid-tier we consider like getting rid of at least the top five search terms that relate to your product. So in other words, if you're If you're, you know, your top level keyword is toilet brush, you're not going to want to bid for toilet brush. That's going to be the most competitive. What you're going to want to, you know, target are things like maybe you have a wooden toilet brush, you know, wooden handle. So you would want to target wooden toilet brush or something like that. In other words, you want to go for something more specific and more longer tail, which is going to mean you're going to have less competition on that keyword. And that's going to do two things. One thing is it's going to help you rank for that mid-tier tier keyword. And the other thing it's going to do is it's going to help you focus in. And the other thing you want to think about is when you're doing this, you want to, you know, keep those targets relatively low, like the number of targets. So in other words, you don't want to do this on like 100 keywords because your budget is, you're going to budget out so quickly because you're targeting so many different things. You're going to want to start with 1 to 3 keywords and really, really, you know, dial up those bids for, you know, the stuff that you really want to rank for early on. Now, a good thing to do before this, if you really, really want to get good results, is to run an auto campaign for about a week to get some feedback to see what keywords are actually converting on that listing. And then take those keywords and you can do this process as well. So if you're doing an auto campaign and you're seeing stuff convert really, you know, below your break-even ACoS, something like that, then you could then take those keywords exact or phrase match them, bid very aggressively, and then really try to rank for those keywords organically by, you know, being super aggressive on those 1 to 3 keywords. All right, guys, we've got it all covered. Thank you so much for listening. And once again, we are so, so stoked. You guys have been spreading the word. We keep hearing about people coming to the website and emailing me and messaging me on LinkedIn, on Facebook. And Amy's getting the same thing where we're getting tons of you guys saying, hey, I heard about you from the podcast. You know, and I think, you know, people are sharing the podcast and things like that because we're trying to give you guys, you know, the best tips, the best tricks, all those things where, you know, other people who are, you know, selling $1,000, $2,000, $5,000 courses are giving you, but they're charging you all kinds of money. We're trying to give you all that value for free. So thank you guys so much in advance for subscribing to this podcast, sharing it, rating it, leaving us a review, all those things. We really, really appreciate it. And, you know, the more people we get, the more energy it gives us, the more questions we get, the better content we get because, you know, more and more people are getting involved. So we really, really appreciate that, guys. Thank you so much. And we will see you next time. Have a great day.